This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. He's LeVar Arrington.
Who?
That guy's Brady Quinn. I'm Jonas Knox here on FSR. You can listen to the show on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of Fox Sports Radio affiliates. Wherever you are, making us a part of your Thursday morning, we appreciate you doing so. We're taking you all the way up until the end of the hour, noon Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific time, right here on Fox Sports Radio with NFL preseason action coming up later on tonight. How fired up are you, Sticks?
Hey, did you know that there are places, parts of Florida that are central time?
Really?
What?
Well, did you know that? I just found that out. Like, it's crazy. Like, yeah, I thought all of Florida was Eastern Standard.
All right, let me ask you. This is a hot button debate here that I think is an important one to have.
Okay.
Do you prefer NFL kickoffs at 10 a.m. Pacific time or 1 p.m. Eastern?
I got to be honest with you. When I first moved out to California, I thought it was the most amazing thing with the games being earlier.
Yeah.
I hate waiting until 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
The one thing I love about college football, they get it popping. 11 a.m., they get it popping. So once I got out here, 11 a.m. kickoff times are 8 a.m. So I can wake up, stretch and yawn, and turn on my TV, and it's like, hallelujah. The football games are on. They are on the moment you wake up. I 100% love the fact that being on West Coast time, Pacific time, the games are earlier.
Yeah.
I love it.
Sorry, Brady. Yeah.
No, I remember, actually, I was out there when I first started doing broadcasting, and I can relate to that. Like, I loved when football started early. And I think the other thing is it kind of ends earlier.
So you have your day, right?
Yes.
Yes.
You could consume, like, it all, and then you still could go out to dinner, and you don't have to worry about missing anything.
Correct.
So I was actually a big fan of it. I wish – it would start earlier on the East Coast, but obviously that would then impact the West Coast. Never going to happen.
And,
but
man,
I'm with you. I like the earlier start times for NFL, college, whatever the case may be.
Now, I don't remember what game you were calling, Brady, but I know it was week one of the college football season because I was actually I was in Hawaii.
Ooh,
and and by the way, for those listening in Hawaii on the island of Oahu, the blowtorch, Fox Sports 990, you know, our friends out there in Hawaii. But I remember My girlfriend, now wife at the time, or my girlfriend at the time, now wife, said to me, she came out because I was up at 6 a.m. watching Ohio State, Oregon State. And she's like, what are you doing? I was like, I've never seen football this early. It was unbelievable. 6 a.m. So for Hawaii people, 7 a.m. kickoffs. So, like, Monday night football starts at 2:30 in the afternoon. It's unbelievable. And the entire rest of your day is free. Having to wait around with it, I'm with you guys, man. It bothers the hell out of me. Like, I want it off and running, and let's get this thing going.
I got to be honest with you, too. As a player, I got more accustomed. I mean, you're in high school, it's Friday Night Lights, right?
Yes.
And then you get to college and you start to play a little bit earlier and you're kind of like, this is kind of nice. Like,
yes.
I hated sitting around feeling like I'm in a jail cell waiting to go play. I just wanted to get after it. And then in the NFL, you know, the primetime games is a little bit different because it separates yourself. So I didn't have a problem with that. And really, you don't play more than, even if you're on a great team, which I was never a part of.
But Jesus.
You might have five, right? So if you've got that many primetime games, it's still a small portion of your schedule. So you're still getting the majority of the time a 1 o'clock kick, 4 o'clock kick. So I was always a fan of getting up and going to play. I hated waiting around all day in a hotel room, going through meetings over meetings over meetings. I hated that as a player.
I heard Brian Urlacher in an interview say that if it was his choice, he wouldn't have a Monday night game, a Sunday night game. It would all be noon kickoff, Central Time, like his entire career. He just wanted one time. He didn't want to have to deal with the other times. Just wanted one kickoff.
I get
interesting.
It, man.
Yeah.
I get it.
All right, speaking of kickoff, I don't know whether or not the Packers are going to kick off this weekend with Jordan Love as their quarterback, but can we all agree, even though we disagree on whether or not Aaron Rodgers is done after this season, Jordan Love getting banged up, probably not the most ideal situation. Like if you're the Packers and you are planning to move on, don't you at least want to get as many glimpses of Jordan Love as possible while you can without having it to affect the season? Because this maybe isn't the most ideal situation for the Green Bay Packers.
I see what you're doing, Brady.
Jonas. Listen, I'm not trying to go down that conversation again.
I see what you're doing here.
I'm just saying, you know, they're saying that he's going to get every opportunity in the preseason. I'm
very
just saying.
Interested to hear what Brady's response to this is.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Well, you can't control when a guy gets hurt.
Truth.
It is what it is.
Truth.
But they've already invested in him when they made the draft pick. You know, when have we ever seen, outside of, I guess, Steve Keim, who we brought up, where and Jonas has a theory on that, which Jonas, you can run that by LeVar, see what he thinks about it. But
proud of it.
Because I got to be honest with you, I don't think I even answered your question when you talked about it.
Because it was shocking.
It wasn't shocking. It was just, it might be something to it. But, okay, outside of Steve Keim, who moved on from Josh Rosen after 1 year, and LeVar, Jonas's theory is because Kyler Murray was the number one overall pick the next year, Keim knew he wanted him, therefore he knew he wanted to pair him with Cliff Kingsbury because he thought Kingsbury would be a good fit for Kyler Murray. Yeah. But so outside of that whole scenario, it's really seldom you see a team move on from a first-round guy before he's ever gotten a chance to really get on the field and display his capabilities. So it stinks, but they can't control COVID and what happened last year, and they can't control if he gets banged up, you know, in a preseason game like this. So
the hardest part of this, though, Brady, is it's Aaron Rodgers that's in front of him. That's the hardest part of it. So, and now that Aaron Rodgers has turned up the heat on the front office and basically said, you guys don't know what you're doing, and you need to include me in your decision-making so that, you know, with my resume and my experience, we can make some better decisions. By doing that and putting that in the public eye, every decision that has been made, every decision that's going to be made is going to be scrutinized on a whole entirely different level. So if Jordan Love gets out there and he doesn't play well, whether let's just say for the sake of saying so that we can look at this as a focal point, Aaron Rodgers does leave next year.
Yeah.
Right? Aaron Rodgers, this is his last season. He leaves. You're still looking at Green Bay like, okay, what's Green Bay going to be? What's Jordan Love going to be? How is Jordan Love going to play? So all of that pressure is on the decision makers and on Jordan Love. So when you have a situation where a report comes out, he's gotten injured, we're not looking at it at face value. Oh, he got injured. Like, he'll be fine. It's okay. We're looking at it like, look at what's going on in Green Bay, dog. Like, hey, did you hear? Yo, man, they said Jordan Love is hurt, man. Like, it's now hyped up because nothing is going to be perceived as being normal because everything is so high impact in terms of what decisions have been made. Did you handle playing Jordan Love the right way? Is that why he's injured? Did you mess that up? Did you mess up bringing Jordan Love in the first place? How did that happen? How did that play out? And that's pressure that you got to believe Jordan Love feels as well.
And by the way, we do have an update. Matt LaFleur just said a few moments ago that Jordan Love unlikely to play this weekend. So.
Yeah, well, that's why they signed, what's his name, Jake Delagala. I believe he's had an interesting offseason.
Who? Like Drongowski, I believe. I think that's who it is.
Close to that.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, exactly.
He's been on the Packers before. Okay. I think this entire year, Jonas, if you could, try to look up, go through his history this year. I think he was like on the Packers, then they released him, then the Patriots picked him up.
You mean Jake Drongowski? Or no?
No,
or is that,
no.
Okay.
Jake Delagala,
okay.
I think is how you pronounce
Jake
it.
Jake Delagala.
He's literally bounced around between the Packers and Patriots. Like this, between last year and this year, I think that it's happened like two or three times to him. He's been cut, release, signed, like back and forth.
Well, that happened to James Harrison, too. You know what I mean? And then look at what happened with him.
Yeah, but he, bench presses dump trucks. So, like, I mean, like, I think he was fine.
I was being sarcastic. Yeah, well, of course I was.
He made it up.
Of course, that was a ton of sarcasm.
I'm just saying, that's why he's not going to play. Again, long term, I don't think this changes much. I don't. They already made their bed, man. Like, you're not rolling that back. You're not going
to
roll that back.
You do not have to sleep in the bedding that you used on the bed that you made.
You gotta find a spot to sleep, though.
That is the beauty of beds. You can change the linens. You can change the colors of the linen.
Yeah.
You can even change the mattress if you want.
Yeah.
You can even change the bed frame if you want.
Yeah.
And I think that's going
to... Depends on who is there.
Green Bay is in a very... Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Just saying,
it's a very good point. I'll stop there.
I will stop.
I'm not even going to make any more points.
Yeah, I'm just saying, Alufa goes a long way.
Well,
you know
there you
mean?
Go.
Like, just depends. I'm just saying, like, you never know. Nonetheless, Matt LaFleur saying unlikely that Jordan Love will be the quarterback out there for the Green Bay Packers this weekend. And so here we go. Rodgers is not going to play at all in the preseason. Now the Packers just kind of figure it out and we get ready to rock week one. But then they've got the Saints, I believe.
He doesn't want a farewell tour.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Because he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, well, all right, well, listen.
Brady.
I don't know.
I'm coming in hot.
Yeah,
the minute they get an extension done or they start having conversations during the year of extensions.
I just don't understand the logic behind why they wouldn't have done the extension now. Why would they do what they did to void off?
Because they don't want to do it. They don't want
to
do it. But they're going to be
change after a year.
What's going to change is they have time to try to talk through it. That's what I think.
The entire offseason.
That's true, but this is different. Now you're in the season.
I mean,
so
they
it's
literally
not...
did, in the time that they had to do that, they literally made his contract shorter.
Correct.
Not longer. And yet you think
it was
after
a concession.
This year, they're going to get back together and go,
it's an olive
we should
branch.
Have never done that. We should have made it longer.
Yes, because he's giving the same. We started off this segment talking about what? Jordan Love.
Yes.
And Jordan Love being injured.
That.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we started this conversation off with you should have gone into law, Brady, by the way, because you definitely pay attention to the details. That's a QB.
Yeah.
You gotta see all the details. You know, the details matter. But at the point in time where we started talking about Jordan Love, the point that I'm making is Aaron Rodgers has positioned himself to allow things to play out in a manner in which it gives him more credibility and more bargaining power as this season goes on.
By the way, can I clean up what Brady...
If he's no good during the course of this year, before you make your point, don't lose it. If he doesn't play well this year, then it 100% plays out the way that you're saying it, Brady. But if he plays well, if he is playing well, and this team is doing well, it continues to give Aaron Rodgers more credibility and more validity to the things that he wants to get done within the organization. My belief of it.
I would just say this, and I want to clear this up because Brady kind of, you know, glossed over it. And I thought that it was such a hot take that I think it needs to give special attention.
Replay it.
All right, so Brady was saying that my point on the Josh Rosen situation was that, you know, Steve Keim, because Kyler Murray was available. I'm just saying, like, I need to clean this up. You said that because Kyler Murray was available, that's why Josh Rosen was a one and done. I would like to simplify it by just saying Steve Keim ruined Josh Rosen's career. I'll just put it that way. So you can take that hot take and you can let that, you know, sit around the desert for a couple hours and let people marinate in that. Yeah, he ruined Josh Rosen's career.
Jeez.
How about that, Brady? Steve Keim, your guy,
yeah,
Steve Keim.
You came out really strong about this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go that far,
right,
but obviously trading him after drafting him in 1 year, that started this vicious cycle that he's been on. It's tough for any player to have to bounce around learning new systems the way he has year after year.
It is the Dan Patrick Show here, Fox Sports Radio. He's Brady Quinn. He's LeVar Arrington. And I'm Jonas Knox here on FSR. Coming up next, though, he's one of the greatest athletes of our generation. He might also be a giant liar.
Oh, wow.
Find out who we're talking about next year on the Dan Patrick Show.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
It's the Dan Patrick Show here, Fox Sports Radio. Get it together. A couple of broadcast professionals and you hooligans are running through the studios causing fights. Unbelievable. Can't even do a damn show in this place. Ridiculous. LeVar's chair just broke too. Whole thing's falling apart, Brady. 3 hours in, and we are off the rails completely. Literally off the rails.
You guys already broke Dan's chair? Is that what you're saying?
I thought I was about to die.
I know.
Did you hear my eyes?
I didn't even bother.
That's 2 days in a row, LeVar. I thought Jonas was going to die yesterday.
Oh my God. I had a coughing fit on the air from outer space.
Oh,
like,
wow.
It felt like I was being abducted by aliens.
No one heard that on air.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's silent.
Yeah. Sometimes there's a little bit of floating particle dust that takes place in here, and it does tickle you a little bit, man. And
no, there was a bat in here 2 weeks ago, yeah. So you never know what's
I've
flying around
that,
these parts.
Bats?
Yeah, there was
a literal bat.
I don't know. We're still trying to figure that out, but there was a bat.
They said he was greeting people as they came
yeah.
in. Like he was saying, hey, how you doing?
They're harmless. I mean, they look ugly, you know, but they're harmless. Bats are harmless.
Wasn't that supposedly where they tried to say the coronavirus initially came from?
I don't know. Listen, I don't want to go down that road.
It doesn't sound harmless if that was the case.
Just going to stay away from that
one. We will leave that alone.
I'm just saying that was like initially what they said. I don't. They being whoever you want they to be.
Did I say bat? I meant parakeet. Did I say? Like how did it just slip from my mouth there? All right, but here it is: the Dan Patrick Show. He's LeVar Arrington. I'm Jonas Knox. It's Brady Quinn here on FSR. Later on this hour, we are going to have the scraps. They are going to be things from around the world of sports and beyond. We have not had a chance to get to, and usually that results in somebody trying to get us fired. So that'll be happening here towards the end of the show. So Tom Brady says that the quote-unquote MF-er that he was referring to was absolutely not Ryan Tannehill of the Tennessee Titans when he said, you're going to choose that MF-er over me.
Translation.
Yeah.
It was Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, that is the so basically Tom Brady lied,
yeah,
right?
He's lying.
I mean, Brady did a great deep dive breakdown on why he believes that it actually is Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
I 100% agree. I don't know. I mean, I know why Tom Brady's lying.
I haven't even heard this, but I'm right there with you guys.
You talk about a lawyer. Like he put together a strong case here.
It's kind of simple, I guess. I mean, look. We know Mike Vrabel and Tom Brady have had a relationship, playing together, winning together in the past. And so there was a team that I think if you were looking at all the options that Tom Brady had, that was one where I'm sure there was communication between those two. And, you know, instead, they ended up giving Ryan Tannehill a contract. And Ryan Tannehill is a player who Tom Brady is very familiar with, as he's kind of admitting to. He played against them twice here in the division. In fact, Tannehill got the better of Brady a few times. So if there was ever a reason to kind of be a little bit salty, but almost kind of like, well, you're going to, you know,
choose him over me?
Yeah. Like, I think there's a lot there for the emotion that's involved with making that sort of comment.
It's personal.
It's personal.
It sounded personal.
Because he knows Vrabel.
Right.
He played with him.
Correct.
And then he knows the player that he's picking instead of him.
Correct.
And so for that reason, I think it makes a lot of sense why it would be, even though he's saying it's not.
And also, what was Tom Brady's final memory as a Patriots player?
That's right.
Losing to Tannehill and Tennessee at home on a pick six.
Wow.
That's right.
Like, you mean to tell me.
It wasn't a pick six. It was an interception, though, right?
I think it was a pick six, wasn't it?
I thought he threw it in the end zone, and it ended up sealing
trick in radio. Even if it wasn't a pick six, just say it was.
Yeah.
And if somebody proves you wrong, just say they were drinking at the time and you never actually said that on the air. That's the trick. And I've learned that.
Oh, is that what
already told you? You better be
LeVar. That's what we're going to do if Aaron Rodgers comes back.
I have already picked up very quickly that you have to pay attention to the details with Brady.
I'm telling you.
By the way, don't leave a don't add a small detail to the end of what your argument is to think that you're making it work because he's going to get you.
By the way, let's go
you
live.
You got to be careful.
Let's go
it
live.
It all matters, man. It all matters.
Let's go live to our Was It a Pick Six Tom Brady's final throw against the Titans a couple of years ago insider Lee DeLapp for the latest.
Let's
Lee.
Hear it.
In fact, Tom Brady was in his own end zone and threw a pick six to Logan Ryan.
Oh, it was his own end zone. Okay, it was.
Come
his
on,
own.
Give me some of that.
Yeah,
give me some of that. We got you, Brady.
Talking about
got you, Brady.
Sit on.
How about that? Take them apples.
Yeah. Pick six.
You can be wrong, Brady.
You think I don't read a box score correctly?
How about that?
As I said,
Jonas got you.
It was Jonas's comment.
Jonas got you. We did say that though. Darn it.
Who are even the other possible candidates that he would be talking about?
None. There are none.
Yes.
Because you cannot put this type of connective tissue to the discussion.
Derek Carr's too nice. He'd feel like a bully if he was picking on Mitch Trubisky.
But again, how does it become personal for Derek Carr? There's no connection there.
Okay, maybe Garoppolo. Maybe Jimmy Garoppolo. He would be plan B if it wasn't Ryan Tannehill, if he was talking about somebody.
I mean,
because there's a personal connection
there. But to Garoppolo, though?
Yes.
Not to Shanahan?
So it's got to be Tannehill.
Because they were boys. They were cronies. I mean, he was throwing touchdowns to Mike Vrabel. Like, they're scoring touchdowns together. Like, they're dudes. They're winning Super Bowls together. Like, 100%. Like, we're boys. Like, you're going to pick him over me? Like, you know what I mean? Like when your best friend says to you, you know, bro, like, it's been a good run, but, you know, I'm going to go ahead and get married. Like, what? You're choosing her over me? That's what that was. It has to be. It has to be. It's the first thing I thought when this first happened. There's nothing. There's no one else. The only way you could really shift it and look at it the way that you want to look at it, which I don't see how you do it, but it's Stidham. Stidham.
Yeah.
That's the only one I could go to and say, you know what? Like, man, he's talking about New England, but he framed it in a way where he's not putting it England.
Okay, you mean like talking to the Patriots.
You're choosing him over me?
See, I just like of
That's
all
the only other way you
like,
could do
who,
it.
Okay, who are the – like now that we look back, because Tampa Bay obviously was the best fit for him. But, okay, there was a lot of talk about the Chargers.
Some people said the Saints.
Like he really did end up in the best possible – situation, correct?
I mean, he won a Super Bowl.
Like, they were loaded, man.
Well, and they gave him kind of the reins. And he recruited Gronk. He got Antonio Brown signed. I mean, he honestly is probably to blame for every quarterback that had a gripe with their organization this offseason.
100%.
How it went and how it turned out.
But now just added an argument point as to why I think Aaron Rodgers will be back in Green Bay. Thank you, Brady.
I thought Bruce Arians said there's no way that Antonio Brown would be a part of the Bucs team.
He said we're not interested. Yeah, I have no desire in bringing him back.
I don't
back.
Get it. I thought Bruce Arians said there was no chance he was going to play for the Bucs.
He didn't say there was no chance. He said that I was with him in Pittsburgh and they're really he's not entertaining that he can't see unless there was like a real situation that formed him bringing him in. He didn't close the door on Antonio Brown coming.
I mean, I just did Antonio Brown ruin his Hall of Fame chances the past couple of years?
No.
You don't think so?
He does. He's not first ballot now though. He's not first. He was probably first ballot. Oh yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I think he still gets in.
I think he's definitely in. If he hadn't gone through whatever the hell that was
with his kids and his
the Raiders, well, the burnt feet and the cryo chamber, those the helmet
but that situation. Doesn't keep you out of the Hall of Fame. It would be more or less the off-field things.
Dude, You guys are beating up
moving truck guys and stuff like that whatever.
Well,
like,
I mean,
I think the off-field stuff was a little bit more egregious.
You ever dealt with those guys before, man? You know, they drive a hard bargain. I mean, sometimes you gotta, you know.
I don't mess with them type of cats, man.
Not love though.
And respect to you guys, man. Yeah. Y'all move the hell out of some stuff. I've had nothing but great experiences with people who move things. I'm just being honest.
Yeah, hey, trust me. I had to move a lot during my time in the NFL. They were great.
Maybe
every single one.
I saw the trash guys yesterday, man. You know, I was coming home and the trash guys were going up the street and I was like, guys, are you thirsty? They were like, hell yeah. I was like, all right, man, hold on. Let me go grab y'all some Gatorade.
Yeah.
I went and got them some red cups.
Yeah.
And put some ice in it, yeah. And gave them bottles of Gatorade. I take care of the people that service us, man.
Like, yeah.
Shouts out to all the people that help out guys like me that just don't. I don't do that type stuff.
What'd you charge them for it?
Huh? I didn't charge them.
I
hooked them up.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I hooked them up.
What do you guys got on you? I'll take that.
Yeah.
Do you remember the video that Antonio Brown made where he took the private conversation with John Gruden?
Oh yeah.
That was still the coolest video. I swear. Like, I don't know who did that. That was one of the coolest videos, and I'm not sure really what the purpose was or where it was going, but it kind of got me hyped up. Then I realized, I was like, oh, yeah, but he's not going to play for the Raiders, and then he's ended up not playing for the Patriots. He really didn't do a whole lot of anything that year.
Yeah, I think it was John Gruden said afterwards, because a lot of people said, oh, how could he do it and not tell John Gruden? And John Gruden said afterwards, no, I was fine with it. And it was like, I don't even think if John Gruden did give approval, he would be bothered by it because he'll take whatever attention he can get. He just said, screw it. If I'm part of this as well, too, put it on my IMDb. He's good with it.
AB actually also made a rap video about all that money, too. And he was throwing a whole lot of ones and $100 bills and $10 bills on some dancers.
I think he had a hashtag.
In his house.
Well, he had a hashtag, no more white women 2020 or something
that. Yeah, he did.
No more white women 2020.
Man, white women need love, too. Man, come on.
Listen,
everybody deserves love, man. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah,
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I mean, I'm just all in on making sure everybody deserves it. Like, you should know. If you're out there listening right now, you deserve to be loved.
Absolutely.
Okay?
100%.
That's coming from us. This is a public service announcement that is indeed validated by one LeVar Arrington.
We know what they say, though. Love does hurt sometimes.
It does.
And speaking of hurts, Jalen Hurts
will
be the quarterback for the – how about that, Brady? How about that, huh?
What a great
segue. Dusting off those old transitions here on Fox Sports Radio. Yeah. All right, so Jalen Hurts, apparently the reports out of camp – by the way, LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, Brady Quinn here, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Reports out of these joint practices between the Eagles and the Patriots as they get ready to play later on tonight is that Jalen Hurts wowed in practice, that he was the best quarterback on the field, that he is totally impressing his teammates. He's got franchise quarterback written all over him. And yet, here we are, the one team prominently rumored to try and make a move for Deshaun Watson, Brady, is the Philadelphia Eagles. But apparently they love the Jalen Hurts. Right now, Jalen Hurts right now is the Eagles quarterback of the future.
Yeah, so I said this about him just from watching the preseason game. I'm so impressed with this young man, the way he's handled himself every single step from his college career to his NFL career last year, this year, everything. He just continually gets better and better and better at his craft, blocks out the outside noise, handles and conducts himself in the right way. And so I hope he gets his chance to see what he's capable of, but it does feel like there is a little bit of that, like, puffing him up right now to maybe make it seem to the Texans like, look, there's an offer on the table. I'm sure they've had conversations, and this is all we're willing to go with because we've got a guy we feel like has a similar skill set and we feel really good about right now. And so I wonder how much of it has to do with that. But again, I'm rooting for Jalen Hurts. If he's their guy this year, I hope it works out. I think there's a lot of things working against him when you got, again, a first-time head coach in his first year trying to figure out a lot. And then, obviously, he really is still kind of a rookie. I mean, he played a little bit last year, but there's still a lot he's going to learn, I think, in year two, though, the more he plays.
I wonder what Jalen Hurts thought when Carson Wentz was basically quietly throwing a tantrum last year that he had that they drafted Jalen Hurts, and you got Jalen Hurts who was like, dude, I got benched at halftime of the national championship game. And you're bitching about them drafting a quarterback in the second round, and you're making franchise money. Like, I'm with you. I love Jalen Hurts as well, too. I hope he gets a real shot. This isn't one of those, well, we're just, he's a stopgap for a year. Because the way he handled it, being able to go to Oklahoma, become a Heisman, candidate after everything he went through, coming back in to save Tua after Tua saved him the year before in a big-time game, I would love to see it work out.
But he might be a stopgap. He might end up. I mean, whenever you bring in a new head coach, anybody can become a stopgap that's from the old regime. That's first and foremost. But then secondly, when you think about what his time has been so far, the craziest part of it is how Doug Peterson handled that last game. And to me, you know, Doug can say whatever he wants to say, the team, Lori, all those guys, they can say what they want to say. The bottom line is to run a game the way that they did under the circumstances that were in front of the Eagles said to me that there was not a whole lot of belief in Jalen Hurts. That was my conclusion that I drew from the way that was handled. Why would you not leave? If this is your quarterback of the future, why would you not leave him in the game? Like, and whether that ultimately costed Doug Peterson his job or not, which I think it did, but regardless of if it did or if it didn't, if Doug Peterson is coming back this year or you do change coaching staffs, the fact that you handled that situation the way that you did was a red flag immediately for me. So looking at where Jalen Hurts is currently right this moment, having Joe Flacco as a backup and Nick Mullins as the third guy in the rotation, it says to me, you don't have your quarterback of the future if Jalen Hurts doesn't prove he's your quarterback of the future. So he's going to have the opportunity. He's not going to be shorthanded on having the opportunity,
yeah,
because there's no one sitting in the hole that's going to be the guy. It's like, okay, like you could actually compare Flacco to Dalton, but the problem with that comparison is Dalton is right now currently the starter while Flacco is the backup. And I don't think they look at Flacco as being a guy that they're going to use going forward. So if Jalen Hurts does not prove out this season, he will be considered a stopgap quarterback until they find the guy that they're going to go to be their next guy.
I think their toughest decision is they have to determine whether or not they can go and get what is a proven commodity, because they do have the salary cap space and they do have the draft capital to go get Deshaun Watson. But obviously that's a lot right now to take on, not knowing how the NFL is going to handle it,
yep,
how the legal scenario is going to play itself out. And so they've got to figure out a way of determining the risk involved with giving either Houston what they want or meeting them somewhere in the middle. And then on the other side of it, if they don't want to make that move, they go through this year with Jalen Hurts. They see what he becomes. But now in 2022, you do have the draft capital to go get one of those top quarterbacks in next year's draft. So that's what I think they're weighing right now. I think there's a lot of things up in the air for the Eagles.
Brady, your friend's Nick Sirianni. Why don't we just call him right now on the air and ask him? Like, just let me handle this.
I think he's pretty busy right now.
No, he's got time for us. I mean, come on. He's a buddy of yours. Come on.
He's a good guy. No, he's a good guy.
You don't trust some of my questions to him? You know, I'll promise you, I'll ask two questions before I ask about the guy who was wearing a Randall Cunningham shirt that ate horse crap off the street after the Super Bowl. I'll get two questions in professional questions before that one.
This is why, LeVar, we could never get any good guests, because I'm always scared about Jonas.
What's
asking
the problem?
That sort of
That's
question.
Not fair. It's not fair to ask those questions. Yeah. He wasn't part of the Eagles. That blood is not on his hands. I don't see what the issue is.
Come on, Jonas.
I know, can't take me anywhere.
Come on, Jonas.
And that is why, Exhibit A, why I was on weekend overnights. All right.
It is
the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, and Brady Quinn. Coming up next, though, we have got some stories from around the world of sports we have not had a chance to get to. The juicy stuff. They are yours next here. It's the Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. You can see their General tire test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
It's the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. He's LeVar Arrington. Yeah, that guy's Brady Quinn. I'm Jonas Knox. We are going to be back on the air tomorrow, us three, the tripod of sports talk. Coming up tomorrow on Outkick the Coverage, filling in here on Fox Sports Radio. A little bit earlier, but, you know, we make it happen, LeVar and Brady. That's what we do. We make it happen here. So it's going to be a fun Friday show as we head into the weekend here.
Tripods and this has been have a, good balance.
Well, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Like there's one right there. There's a camera in studio right there.
A camera in studio
that's filming Joel, our technical producer.
Right.
You see what I mean?
Okay.
All right. Right now, though, it is time to get into something we do on the show, and it is called this.
You moron.
How could you not get to these stories?
You moron.
These are the scraps.
And for that, we turn it over to our executive producer, Lee Delap, to find out what the hell we've missed so far on the show. Lee?
Oh, yeah, you guys. Name, image, and likeness is upon us.
Yes.
And there's a player for Alabama who goes by the nickname Kool-Aid. Oh, yeah. His name is Gaquincy McKinstry.
Now I get it. And I see what he was doing.
I was going to say, Lee, what are you doing? Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You trying to sound like the Kool-Aid guy.
The Kool-Aid man.
Crystal meth Thursdays for Lee.
Oh,
like, he just got after it a little bit. Like, I'm like, what are you talking
about? Front yard
now,
crystal meth.
Now I got it. Now I get
and
it.
And the weed.
Yeah. Salts.
This guy, Gaquincy McKinstry, he's a five-star recruit and top quarterback in Alabama. He goes by Kool-Aid so much so that Alabama's official roster actually has him listed as Kool-Aid McKinstry. So in the era of name, image, and likeness, he's actually partnered up with the official Kool-Aid Man account on Twitter and Instagram, saying, in honor of our new partnership, we've swapped names with the Kool-Aid McKinstry, giving him the power to say, oh, yeah.
I mean,
that's pretty cool.
It's just the wave.
When's the last time you had Kool-Aid? Like, I haven't had it since I was a kid.
I didn't even know it was still around. I'll be honest with you. Like, I didn't know that was still a thing.
Yeah, I got to be honest. But I do remember and love Red Kool-Aid being my first love.
Oh,
and then Grape totally stole the show.
Yeah.
It totally stole the show. And Orange was not too far off from
Grape. I remember we had this pitcher at home that we would put the Kool-Aid in.
You always had the pitcher.
Yes, but the problem is that the red stained the inside of the pitcher. And I don't know if we were ever able to fully get it cleaned. And then here's the other thing. Like, you could, like, sometimes you'll drink something and, you know, like, maybe it'll your mouth will change colors. Kool-Aid gave you that red mustache. That was really hard to get
off.
Well,
I didn't get red mustaches.
I'm just.
But while we're in a cultural, while we're in a cultural state of mind with that, do you know that? Hey, while we're there, you know, did you guys ever.
How dare you pick on a Jamaican guy like me?
It's all good, man. Hey, did you guys ever put the Kool-Aid in Ziploc bags, though? And take it to school and bite a hole in the bottom corner of it.
No, but I know they did that on like soccer practices and stuff like that. I know that was
a
tradition.
That's a cultural dip, though, man. Yeah. That was cultural.
We used to make like popsicles out of them, though.
Yeah,
like popsicles. Free ice cubes and stuff.
Ice
that was always
cubes.
Cool. But hold on. So to Jonas's point, though, the only bad thing about Kool-Aid was when you're a kid, if you drank Kool-Aid, you were getting in trouble. And it wasn't because that was sugary or whatever else. It's because you're probably spilling. You're probably staining.
Yeah.
Because that stuff never comes out of anything.
You're right.
Anything.
Yeah. What stains
even
worse?
The powder.
Yeah.
That happens with my hair dye these days.
You remember, you can't get
that crap out of anything.
You remember on House Party when they go over to the girl's house and she's making the Kool-Aid
and they were just pouring sugar in there?
Yeah.
Like, that's how you did it back then.
It's like the whole thing.
Yeah, it's good,
you put the whole thing of sugar in there.
Yeah.
Sometimes you go into a second bag.
Yes.
And it's just Kool-Aid and water with sugar.
Yeah.
And it's so delicious.
It is good.
It's so good.
It is good. I remember thinking that lemonade was the Kool-Aid lemonade. And then I had real lemonade. I was like, oh, man, I've been lied to my whole life.
Oh,
like,
man.
Yeah, that is, you know, completely different animal.
People were okay with sugar back then. We try to be health freaks
these
days.
Too bad.
But congratulations on that NIL thing,
man.
It's
awesome.
Going to be interesting to see that how that evolves.
What else?
And congratulations to Alabama for being able to use the NIL to get five-star recruits.
Yeah, they're having a tough time.
As if they don't have enough.
Yeah, they're having a tough time.
Like, LeVar's a little salty about it right now.
You guys don't have enough?
Oh, man.
You know, can we get some? All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
What do we got, Lee?
All right, you guys. As you know, the Washington football team will be picking a new name in 2022.
Oh, yes.
A video released narrowed it down to 8, but actually team president Jason Wright says it's been narrowed down to 3.
All right.
Of the 8 names they did release, it was Armada, Brigade, Commanders, Defenders, Presidents, Red Hogs, Red Wolves, and, of course, Washington football team.
Okay, listen. LeVar,
well, you
this
just
is your
said,
team.
You just said red top of your mouth. I mean, why not have?
Yes.
Why not add Red Hog to it?
See, I submitted the the Washington LeVars. Brady and I wanted that to
I don't
try
even
to
recall
pay
playing for them, man. Like, I don't know.
Listen,
that's kind
of
interesting.
I am going to go with Red Hogs. And it's,
of course you are.
Leave the jokes in the holster. No, it's because,
of course you
no,
are.
That's because my dog, who Brady likes to point out, is dead. My dead dog. His name is Hog. And so in honor of him, I'm going to go with Red Hogs. What say you, LeVar? Which one are you going with?
I just think they should stay where they're at, man. If I'm being serious and not being a jokester about it, I just think that, you know, we just stay with it. So you don't like...
Why would they go through announcing all this then? And I know Washington football team is one of the options.
Like wolves.
I feel like if they go with the Washington football team, that people are going to be like, well, why do we go through all this? Like, why do we throw out all these names if we're just going to keep what we have?
Armada?
Yeah.
Brigade? Like, come on, man. Special Aid had the Brigade, and I got it made. You know what I mean? But Brigade?
How about the Washington can't sell out games?
Commanders, defenders, or presidents.
How about Washington waiting list? Yeah, how about the
I never saw that waiting list. I heard about it my entire time there. Never saw it.
A lot of empty
seats. And never saw full stadium.
Hey, folks, come to a Washington game. It's dressed like an empty seat day. But what do you mean? There's a season ticket waiting list.
Hopefully you can get a ticket to get in. Oh, wait. They're selling them for like 10 cents.
What a bunch of crap. It's like a line outside a club. You're waiting there a half hour. You get inside. It's a ghost
town.
Hey,
don't be hating on my former team like that,
man.
I'm just saying, man.
All right, what else we got?
Well, you can hate on them.
Speaking of waiting lists, real quick, Saints have now reversed course, saying the team announced on Thursday that refunds will be made available.
Yeah, we called that. We called that. Some attorney called them and said, not smart. Go ahead and reverse course.
Lee, sorry. We wanted to jump and celebrate before you got to finish there. Sorry about that.
They've received thousands of calls from interested fans actually wanting to purchase any season tickets made available by current season ticket holders who are seeking said refunds.
This is them wanting to play the PR game, and they really realized, oh, there's legalities involved. All right, let's backtrack and make it seem like it wasn't so bad after all. Come on, stop.
Interesting.
Yeah. How about you just say this? We're really concerned about our quarterback situation this upcoming season. We'd like for nobody to go to games. Why don't you just say that, and then we can call it even here. How about that, hot take.
Why are you so upset, though?
Why are you mad, Jonas? They're telling people we're not giving you refunds.
Brady, why is he mad?
He's passionate about this.
I think because a lot of these people go to this game. It's hard earned money. Yes, it is. Spending on this.
For certain.
And they're going to try to pigeonhole these people and not allow them a refund. I mean, Jonas is he's a man of the people.
Yeah,
that's
pigeonhole
is
such a great term.
It is.
I've never understood.
What does that mean?
Can somebody please explain it to me?
I don't know.
But I've always loved it. But I just don't know what it means.
Yeah, I have no idea.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. What about he's a man of the people?
Personally, though, I like Red Hog, though.
Yeah. Can we save that, please?
Jonas,
yeah, can we save that drop, please? We'd like LeVar on record. I personally like Red Hog. Nice. Welcome to the Dan Patrick Show, LeVar.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.